call to order, Mrs. Clark.
This regular meeting of the mayor and council of the borough of Atlantic Highlands is called pursuant to the provisions of the Open Public Meetings Law. Adequate notice has been provided by transmitting the resolution of annual meetings to the Asbury Park Press and the Two River Times, by posting it in Borough Hall on the bulletin board reserved for such announcements, and by filing it with the municipal clerk on January 2nd, 2024. This agenda is complete to the extent known, and formal action will be taken.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Mr. Colasetto?
I'm here.
Mr. Crowley? Mrs. Cusick?
Here.
Mr. Dougherty? Ms. Forbes?
Here.
Mr. Murphy?
Here.
Mayor Hohenleitner?
Okay, I just wanted to make sure we were making history. I think we are. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Look at us. The ladies outnumber the gents for the first time in Atlantic Highlands on the dais. And now if we can please stand for a moment of silent reflection and the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you.
Give me your seats on the mat. Okay. May I have a motion and a second to approve previous meeting minutes?
I'll make the motion.
I'll second. Roll call, please.
Mr. Colasetto?
Yes.
Mrs. Cusick?
Yes.
Ms. Forbes?
Yes.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
Minutes have been approved.
Thank you. Unfortunately, Mr. Thorne was not able to attend this evening, so we're going to move honoring Mr. Thorne to the first meeting in May, but I hope, I've had a lot of folks that called, excited about it, so it's been very nice to hear the outpouring and to see the outpouring of affection for someone who's been a volunteer for our town for such a long time. Okay, moving on. So we have a proclamation commemorating Arbor Day 2024, and I've asked a member of the Shade Tree Commission, a liaison, to read that for us, Mr. Murphy.
Thank you. Here we go. Whereas it is the sense of this governing body to support and promote the historic and significant observance of Arbor Day in Atlantic Highlands, and whereas attended to such concern and in full accord with this long-standing traditions, this governing body is justly proud to commemorate the anniversary of Arbor Day to celebrate on April 26, 2024. And whereas Arbor Day was founded by journalists, politician, and tree enthusiast Julius Sterling Morton to improve his home and state of Nebraska farming prospects and grow the agricultural land by planting trees and raising awareness of their many benefits. And whereas the first Arbor Day was held on April 10, 1872, and brought together thousands of people who planted more than 1 million trees in pursuit of Julius Sterling Morton's goal. In addition to the reward of helping the environment, those planted the most trees received prizes for their accomplishments. And whereas today every state in our nation and more than 30 countries across the globe celebrate the holiday of Arbor Day, whether it is a single day event or an entire week dedicated to the planting of trees while emphasizing caring for them as a way to sustainably protect our planet's natural resources. And whereas trees are essential for life, they give us clean water to drink, air to breathe, shade and food to humans, animals, and plants, and provide habitats for numerous species of fauna and flora, firewood for cooking and heat, materials for building, and places of spiritual culture and recreational importance. Whereas trees also play a vital role in the infrastructure of a town, unfortunately, many of these urban settings in general do not have enough trees necessary to provide their many benefits to its residents. Whereas trees provide a canopy of shade which helps to cool a city down when there are not enough of them. An urban heat island is created, resulting in a dangerous rise in temperature. On average, urban heat islands are 5 to 7 degrees warmer during the day and increase temperatures as much as 22 degrees at night. And whereas this legislative body is now moved to commemorate the 150th anniversary of Arbor Day and to acknowledge the tireless efforts of citizens and organizations which celebrate the spirit of this holiday through their acts of service in to support them as they continue to do so. And whereas it is the sense of this governing body to recognize and pay tribute to those institutions and individuals who dedicate their purposeful time and energy to generating an increased appreciation for trees, including the acts of conserving, planting, and maintaining them, as well as educating and fostering a higher degree of public awareness surrounding their benefits and all the good they do. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed by this governing body of the Atlantic Highlands, County of Monmouth, State of New Jersey, do hereby pause to commemorate the anniversary of Arbor Day on April 26th, 2024.
Thank you.
Why do you want to read that?
I got to read it last year.
I didn't know it was that long.
It was long. So short and sweet. I don't know why you didn't want to jump on it.
I didn't know. I had no idea.
No, yeah. Get you next time.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, so we are now on, there's no unfinished business, so we'll be moving on to Ordinance 9-2024, the COLA Ordinance. This will be a public hearing and possible adoption. May I have a motion and a second to adopt?
I'll make the motion.
I will second.
And now we'll open for public hearing. Mr. Fisher, please state, members of the public and members online, if you are going to be making public comment, please state your name and address as you come to the front of the room. Members of the public online, please raise your hand. Mr. Romer, do we have anyone online besides my husband?
Six attendees.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor. Mark Fisher, 9130. Just a couple of questions on board tonight. The proposal is to raise it 1% above the what's allowed, the cap, and that equals $67,000. People find that it's advisable and necessary. So the necessary, what is that?
You want the definition of the word necessary?
No, necessary in this case for $67,000. What is driving the
$67,000? Right. Yeah, so we were advised by the CMFO that with the current rate of inflation and an unknown future of costs, that it was in our best interest to have this ordinance in place with this specific percentage.
Okay, so next question. The CAP Act, is this like just a reserve fund in case?
Exactly.
So we wouldn't exceed.
Rate of inflation exceeds what you would actually expect.
Correct.
The next question. I guess it's kind of along the same line. Budget shall be retained as an exception to final appropriation in either of the next two succeeding years. That would be, what does that mean?
It's when we can spend the money.
You have 2 years to spend.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I think on this one, that's all. Thank you.
Anyone hand raised? No, anyone else in the public? Mr. Landstorf? This is just on the workshop item, on this item. Okay.
I also don't understand what Mr. Fisher. So this is, there's a cap, you're limited to how much.
By the state of New Jersey, yes. Yeah.
Every year, it's 2.5%, correct?
Yes.
Okay. But there are other things that, aren't included in that, like debt service, right? And health care costs, correct? I mean, there's a whole list of exceptions that aren't covered. So the 2.5% only covers
certain
items.
Yes.
This $67,000 is giving you permission to exceed the 2.5%. On those items that are capped at 2.5%.
Yes.
The CFO would have to answer that, whether or not it can be applied to the capped items or non-capped items. I think the answer is yes, but he would have to answer that.
So this is applied to capped items. Well, there's no reason if you have exemptions.
Well, there's the levy, right? So you have the levy and you can't. You can't exceed the levy without state approval.
Right.
Right. So this provides the municipality some leeway in case if, costs go up or things.
And it's good for 2 years?
Correct.
So we'll find out at the budget hearing what items are capped at the 2.5%.
That would be an appropriate question. That would be absolutely appropriate to ask the CFO. Absolutely.
I didn't understand, because it's on the agenda, it's across the period adjustment. But it's just the 1%. It's just an issue to levy 1%.
Correct. That's right.
Any other hands raised? Mr. Fisher, make your way.
More questions. You can bank this 1% for 2 years. Let's assume that we spend the $67,000 the next budget year. Can you come back next year and ask for another $67,000 or $8,000 1%? Does the 2-year rule work both ways? You can bank it or you can't ask for it next year?
Every year when we submit a budget, we can amend what we need.
You can amend, right?
So we can. We have flexibility.
Because if you suspected that inflation could be worse next year, right? You could ask for 1% this year and 1% next year and not spend any of it. Now you've got way over 1% banked.
We can also be denied by the state, so.
This is true.
We're all talking hypothetically right now.
I'm just saying, you know, they had a good day and they approved both years.
That would be a good day for us.
So you can bank over 1%?
We'd have to double check with our CMFO.
Okay.
My understanding is we have the flexibility to do it again.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Mr. Lanser. But if it's the same question, I'm going to still refer you to the CMFO.
I probably, but I don't want to raise it because I might forget it by the time.
Okay.
Is this one, COLA now, is that now in the base? With 3 years from now, you have to ask, is this now included in the base under the future 1% increases? If you ask for 1%, is this COLA now?
CMFO question. That we will ask before the next meeting.
Okay.
But I appreciate it because now we've recorded it.
Okay.
Thank you. Anyone else? Anybody online? No, so then I kind of have a roll call, please.
Mr. Colasardo.
Yes.
Mrs. Cusick.
Yes.
Ms. Forbes.
Yes.
Mr. Murphy.
Yes.
Ordinance 9-2024 has passed.
Thank you. We do not have a workshop discussion. I'm about to open public comment on consent and regular agenda items. Sergeant Gurian, are you staying for the whole time? Okay, I just want to, I've had 2 times now that the chief has told me that you've had the most incredible ideas, out-of-the-box ideas that you're implementing in the department, and I just want to congratulate you on that. Nobody's surprised, but he's come to me twice, like, in the past month and a half, and been like, Gurian had this great idea. Yeah, no, I'm glad you showed up tonight, but yeah, so I just wanted to let you know that he's feeding that up the line. Thank you. Okay, public comments on consent and regular agenda items only. Ms. Spicer, please come forward.
Lauren Spicer, thank you, Tori Woods-Jive. We're going to make the NOMO-MAY ordinance be slightly amended. It says the ordinance will be June 1st. I was wondering if we push that back to June 7th. At one of our many virtual events in the Arts Council, I had a resident come and tell me that she did NOMO-MAY last year. She received a letter from the code enforcer and scared her, so now she's too afraid to do NOMO-MAY this year. She's going to get yelled at for reprimanded. I also don't want that to happen to me, and so I'm wondering if there's another 6 days since June 1st is June 7th. If anybody isn't in compliance by June 1st, they're receiving a letter in June and not in May, so cannot be reprimanded.
So the notice came to her in May for.
And so did mine. I received mine well before June 1st as well.
I know I've spoken with the code enforcement. He says he always gets a warning.
It was a warning, but it was present. I did not get that letter from Philadelphia Airport. So I would just love that those letters are going to go out. So I'm not in compliance by June 1st. And when they get a letter on June 7th, it's because we've actually filed. I'm not going by June 1st, which is 7th, receiving 27th, 26th.
I understand what you're saying.
So we could have a conversation with the code enforcement officer to ask him to be a little bit more polite or pleasant in his communications. I would recommend that the council proceed forward with the feeling that you could always amend this in May if you wanted to. You know.
I love the code enforcement. I just don't want to get a letter in May.
But the letter is just a warning to say.
Right, but it's from an A-plus student never got a single payment. I'm like being reprimanded when I joined. And this resident was so upset by it that she doesn't even want to participate.
So how about we do this? Let's pass it as it is. And actually, Council Member Forbes came to me with the same exact thing. And what I said to her was, we've heard your concern. Let's figure out a way to better communicate throughout the month, but also we'll consider changing the date of the enforcement. Anybody online?
No answer.
And the draft has not started yet. Okay. Anybody else in here? Okay, we're going to move on then to new business. Consent agenda. These items will be enacted by one motion. If detailed deliberation is desired on any item, council may remove that item from the consent agenda and consider it separately. We have a motion and a second to approve the consent agenda.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
Okay. Roll call.
Mr. Calasardo?
Yes.
Mrs. Cusick?
Yes.
Ms. Forbes?
Yes.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
Items on the consent agenda have passed.
Wonderful. Okay, moving on to Ordinance 10-2024, the Certificate of Occupancy and Lead Paint Inspections. This is an introduction. May I have a motion and a second?
I'll move.
I'll second. Roll call, please.
Mr. Calasardo?
Yes.
Mrs. Cusick?
Yes.
Ms. Forbes?
Yes.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
Ordinance 10 has been properly introduced. Public hearing and possible adoption May 9th.
Fantastic. On to administrators' report and professionals. Mr. Ferragina, you're up first.
Thank you, Mayor. So as I mentioned at the last meeting, just another reminder that the Highlands and Atlantic Highlands Municipal Alliance will be conducting free Narcan training and providing free Narcan spray kits on May 6th at 6 p.m. at the Atlantic Highlands First Aid Building. Space is limited, so please feel free to contact Heather DeBlasi at 908-601-5091. You can also reach out to our First Aid Department if you'd like as well. On April 19th, I attended the GIF Ethics Seminar. On April 23rd, I attended the New Jersey Film Ready Workshop in Morristown, New Jersey, hosted by the New Jersey Economic Development Authority. There were various speakers, including Mr. John Crowley, the newly appointed Executive Director of the State's Ocean Picture and Television Commission. The borough received a communication from the state informing us that the Emergency Operations Plan, otherwise known as the EOP, that was submitted by the borough's OEM coordinator, Sarah Weimer, meets the state's criteria for approval. So we appreciate the hard work that she put into that. Citizens Bank has agreed to provide an armored car service for borough and court pickup 3 days per week, effective May 1st at no cost to the borough. This will assist the Atlantic Highlands Police Department in time and resources as they were transporting the funds to the bank and back several times each week for the past number of years. The County Engineering Office has informed the borough that CR8, otherwise known as Ocean Boulevard, from Prospect Road to Orchard Avenue, which is approximately 1 mile, is scheduled for resurfacing next Monday and Tuesday, May 6 and 7, from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m., weather permitting. I received the annual communication from the American Legion Post 141 regarding Memorial Day services. The Memorial Day parade is scheduled for Monday, May 27. Assemble time is 10:30 a.m. in the harbor. Parade begins promptly at 11 a.m. with a memorial service in Veterans Park at the conclusion of the parade. There will be no parking between 8 a.m. through 12 noon in front of Veterans Park and Borough Hall on First Avenue between East Mount Avenue and East Highland Avenue. All event details have been communicated to the appropriate internal departments. In the event of rain, there will be no parade. If it rains, there will be a memorial service in the elementary school auditorium at 11:30 a.m. I've been informed by the Atlantic Highlands Chamber of Commerce that they will have their annual car show Saturday, June 15th on First Avenue from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. with a rain date of Saturday, June 22nd. And lastly, the next scheduled council meeting will take place Thursday, May 9th at 7 p.m. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you. Mr. Romeyer.
Paving at East Garfield and Grand is completed at this point.
striping remains to be completed. There's
a petition
of crosswalks across Grand are still on schedule to be put in. In addition, there'll be the upgraded pedestrian crossing signs at those crosswalks across the through streets. Our office is advancing a draft ordinance that will eventually make it here to mayor and council for the updates to the stormwater control ordinance. This is a NJDEP requirement to update our ordinance. The Environmental Commission has spent a lot of time and submitted some real nice recommendations, well thought out recommendations to improve upon the model ordinance as provided. We are incorporating them into the draft. It's likely to go to the planning board hopefully next week for some initial thoughts before it comes here for introduction. And it's mandatory that we adopt the ordinance in July of this year. I believe it's July 17th is the state deadline. Lastly, our office is gathering information with regards to the borough's annual MS4 reporting. That's the municipal separate storm sewer system report for all activities that had taken place in 2023. As a tier A municipality, we're required to submit that to the state annually, and that deadline is quickly approaching May 1. So I believe that's all I have, unless there's any other questions.
No, I do want to thank the police department, though, because we've had concerns that because Grand is so smooth, that there may be extra opportunity for, but they've had very few, like the average speed on it hasn't really increased much, but thank you for having a plan and for that. I am, in 6.5 years, I have been waiting for that Grand Avenue to hit the top of the list, so can I go home now?
Look, large potholes are always a great form of traffic calming.
I know. Ugh. Schaefer.
My turn, huh?
Yeah.
So, I've been practicing law for more than 40 years, probably almost 50 years, and advising public bodies about whether things like whether they can vote on minutes they haven't, at a meeting they haven't attended. And I've spoken, as I said I would at the last meeting, with the attorney for the harbor, Craig, and also researched a little bit and found that Robert's Rules of Order says, in fact, they can vote, irrespective of whether or not they attended. And the only way that's different is if there's a statute or an ordinance that says they can't. And now he and I both agree that best practices that would still be that somebody who has not been present in the meeting shouldn't vote on the minutes because they probably couldn't clearly indicate or know whether or not the minutes are accurate. But the fact is, I eat crow, as I said I would if he was right and I was wrong. So technically, he is right. with that said, the other thing that we still don't have a decision in the Fallage case, the Fallage case, where we're being sued again for somebody claiming that they're entitled to a tax abatement, even though it was an illegal tax abatement. That's a long, old case. We filed a motion. We expect to get a decision soon. On regionalization, a couple things have happened. Seabright has produced a feasibility report that was done by the same folks who did it the last time, even though we indicated clearly that we were not going to contribute to the funding unless we had sign off on who the expert was going to be. So they've done the report. They're looking for us to join with them in going back to the commissioner and asking the commissioner now to take the next step and allow for a referendum to have Seabright join the district we are trying to put together. And up to the mayor and council, but the indications from people representing, or from Jonathan Bush, who's representing the merged district, and the people who are trying to accomplish this, so that this would totally upset the apple cart. And so their recommendation is that we sit back and wait until that happens. Once we have a district that's regionalized, we can then revisit the question of Seabright joining. The other thing that's happened is the appellants in the the appeal. Oceanport and Shore Regional have filed their brief. Seabright will file their brief in opposition, and the likelihood is, depending on what they say, that Atlantic Highlands and Highlands will simply join in their position, which is that Oceanport and Shore Regional don't have anything to say about it. It's up to Seabright. Our position generally is that if Seabright can accomplish this, that my understanding is that the mayor and council want to see Seabright ultimately be part of this merged district, the complete regionalized district. But as of this moment, there's the appeal is still pending, and now the commissioner is being asked by Seabright to take some action that would put us in a position where you'd be looking at a referendum again this November about them joining a district that has not yet been completely regionalized.
Thank you. Great. Okay. Reports of council. Mr. Colasurdo.
Let's be quick. Let's start with fire. They have 17 calls for the month of April. Year to date, 59 calls. A Marine 85 is going in the water by May 11th and will remain there until December. I received a report that all apparatuses for the fire department are operational and ready to go, and that they will be receiving, I think, their annual maintenance next month. On the shade tree front, kind of a regurgitation of what I said last council meeting, they have a lot of things planned for Arbor Day. On the 26th, they will be doing their tree commemoration for Arbor Day. The location, I don't believe, is yet to be selected. They're still working on a bunch of different locations. Let me find out. I'm sure the borough will send out some sort of notification as it relates to where that tree commemoration will be. On the 27th, a lot of things going on. The Shade Tree Commission will be giving out free saplings out in front of Borough Hall. So if you're looking to plant a tree on your property, this is a great opportunity to do so. I think the mayor did so once before, and her sapling got...
It's budding.
It's budding.
I thought it was gone, but it's budding.
It's good that we've exhumed the sapling. And we then also, they have a speaker at the Arts Council, Mary Charlotte, as I indicated last meeting. She's really great, and she's going to be talking about native plants. And let's see. There's also the poster contest going on at the grammar school. So when we get those, when we get the posters painted by the children or the students of the school, there'll be some sort of prize given out by the Shade Tree. Like I said, it's one of the best things I've done since being a council person. It's really, really fun to judge the artwork of our students, who are all extremely, extremely talented. And Chamber of Commerce, moving on to that, as the borough administrator indicated, there is the car show on June 15th. The rain date, I believe, is June 22nd. And for Harbor, I have nothing other than we have our usual meeting the first week of May.
Great. Excuse me.
Okay, I'm doing the full report for the police because my colleague, Mr. Crowley, is not here. So I will try to make it a little smaller than what he usually presents.
Thank you.
Okay, we're happy to know that we now have a 2023 Ford Explorer. It is up and running. I'm guessing you guys are happy to see it. A new UPS battery system was installed on March 9th. This will assure that all the electronics in Borough Hall and the police department will be up and running if we have a power loss and before the generator kicks in. Much more complicated than I understand, but that's what I understand. The department policy on firearms and munitions has been completely updated. Thank you very much, Harry. And awaiting review and approval by the chief. There were 1,594 police calls for service in March. So a lot of calls when you think about it. 29 were related to first aid and fire. 18 were motor vehicle crashes. There were 13 arrests for the month. And they include drugs, 1, DWI, 4, shoplifting, 1, which I thought was kind of interesting for us. Simple assault were 2, and warrants that were issued were 5. Training for drug includes lots of different things, including drug recognition, active shooter, and domestic violence were some of the things that the police department were trained on last month. Mayor's wellness campaign, I do not have a report for tonight. The cannabis task force will be meeting next week, and we will be setting up, we have a workshop set for May 21st to be open to the whole community. OEM, as the business administrator has said, the emergency operations plan was approved by the New Jersey OEM, and it will be good for 2 years. Our next meeting will be next Wednesday, right after the workshop, or the task force. I have no report for senior citizens and special populations, and nothing to report for veterans. We'll be meeting next week.
Great. Thank you. Which one do you want to give first?
Do you want to read the proclamation again?
No. He's out of breath still.
Well, you don't have enough time for that, actually. So I will jump into the first aid report. Calls answered from April 1st to April 23rd. The squad answered 22 calls, bringing the year-to-date number to 104, which breaks out to nearly one call a day answered. Special shout-out from the chief. He's incredibly proud to announce through their massive fundraising efforts, the squad was able to raise enough funds to purchase a gently used ambulance as a backup brake to ensure their ability to properly service our community. Fundraising efforts continue, though, as they are still in need of replacing the other rig, but this is an enormous win for the squad and for our residents. Atlantic Highlands First Aid Squad is the recipient of the 2024 Atlantic Highlands PBA Ball, and the squad is currently seeking baskets, gift cards, and auction items for their silent auction. As mentioned in the past, currently, 5 members of the squad are only 5 classes and a final exam away from becoming new EMTs. Big shout out and congratulations to them, as well as the 2 additional prior EMTs who will challenge the national EMT test in May. Those 2 newest EMTs have been responding to calls and helping members with training. This makes 22 members that are resiliently responding to calls. The line officers are currently formulating a plan that will allow the squad to start answering mutual aid calls for advanced life support calls from Highlands. This will start during the designated shift times of Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. to 5 a.m., along with weekends. It will not interfere with HMH shifts Monday to Friday from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. Atlantic Highlands and Highlands have been supporting each other for decades with mutual aid when needed, and it is nice to see the two reconnecting in efforts to assist both communities. The big advantage to this brings to Atlantic Highlands is the added support that we receive from Highlands First Aid when we need mutual aid here at home. If any community resident would like membership information or is interested in providing baskets for the PBA fundraiser, please send an email to info@ahfirstaid.org or call the chief at 732-291-8118. Hopping over to DPW, regarding brush zones, brush zones 1, 4, and 2 have been completed. No material should be out at this time. Zone 3 will be collected next week. Zones 1 and 4 and 2 have been swept. Zone 3 will be swept next week. And for any additional information, please refer to the borough calendar for all DPW instructions.
Thank you. Councilperson Forbes.
Thank you, Mayor. I will be giving my report and then President Dougherty's report. So let's start with Harbor. The next Harbor Commission meeting is here at Barrow Hall on Tuesday, May 7th. I want to give a special thank you to Harbor Manager Lou Flieger and his team. I got an email from a concerned resident flagging some litter in the harbor that was sort of hard to see from inside the boatyard, and he and his team had it cleaned up within an hour. And I just want to say, as the newest council person, I appreciate how friendly and ready to help Mr. Flieger is when I send him resident requests, which isn't too often, but is kind of often. Green team. The Green Team met this past Tuesday. They are deep in the planning stage of the new olfactory garden. Ashley Cruz is lending her talents to sketch out a landscape design, so thank you to Ashley Cruz. Also, 2 Green Team members, Morgan Spicer and Ellen Bollinger, will be attending the Sustainable Jersey Sustainability Summit on May 3rd at Bellworks. The next meeting for Green Team is May 28th. Environmental Commission. The Environmental Commission also met this past Tuesday. Mr. Romeyer already mentioned the EC's contribution to our upcoming stormwater ordinance. Thank you. Work on bringing EV chargers to Atlantic Highlands continues to progress. The waterfront looks great after the cleanup with Clean Ocean Action on April 13th. Special thanks to Morgan Spicer and Zach Brown, who stood out in the wind and rain to welcome our volunteers. And Chair Blake Deacon will be representing the EC at the Sustainability Summit next week. And finally, much like Elvis, the candy wrapper disposal box is in the building and it's just awaiting its signage. The next EC meeting will be held on May 28th. Moving on to President Dougherty's reporting. I need a sip of water. There. So he has a personal note at the top, quote, "Good evening, everyone. I have a performance in New York City, so I regret that I am unable to join you all for this meeting. I've asked Councilperson Forbes to read the following reports on Planning Board and Board of Ed, the two for which I am the sole liaison, and for Recreation." So Planning Board. The Planning Board has not met since our last meeting. The next Planning Board meeting is scheduled for Thursday, May 2nd at 7 p.m. right here. Recreation. The Recreation Committee meeting scheduled for Thursday, April 18th was canceled. As a reminder, the townwide yard sale is scheduled for Saturday, May 4th with a rain date of May 5th. Interested sellers need to fill out an application at the desk at Borough Hall by May 1st. Registration fee is $10, and I need to do that myself. Board of Education update. The Boards of Education met on Tuesday, April 16th and Wednesday, April 17th. At each meeting, Superintendent Dr. Tara Beams provided an update on the regionalization progress. They continue to work closely with the New Jersey Board of Education to keep the process moving, which Ms. Schaefer covered. Also at each meeting, Dr. Beams announced that the regional school district budget will be presented on Monday, May 6th at 6 p.m. at Henry Hudson. So Monday the 6th at 6 p.m. At the Atlantic Highlands Elementary School Board meeting on April 16th, Dr. Beams gave an update on the grant the district received to provide free preschool in both Highlands and Atlantic Highlands. At this point, they are working out tuition reimbursement for families with children in the program in 2023-2024. They have funding in place right now for two preschool classrooms in Atlantic Highlands and two in Highlands for 2024 and 2025, but are hopeful they will be provided the funds to accommodate a third preschool classroom in Atlantic Highlands. They're waiting for final approval from the funding agency. Johanna Atkinson, Reading Intervention Specialist, was recognized as Educator of the Month, not Editor of the Month. Champion Awards. This month is organized, having the ability to plan and accomplish tasks in an orderly manner, and this award was given to the following deserving students, and I apologize if I mispronounced anyone's name. For kindergarten, Julia Canonico and Paisley Wachowski. First grade, Kenley Kosakowski and Finn Wingerter. Second grade, Lyra Duffy, Zachary Keenan, and Isabella Zuzalak. Third grade, Ariana Bartoli, Claire Belden, Margot Carpenter, Alice Entram, and Savannah Gorbley. Fourth grade, Abel Colson and Lila Canonica. Fifth grade, Wyatt Kotsis, Nicolette Messina, Sophia Rosbach, and sixth grade, Piper Dougherty, and Olivia Kennedy. Way to go, everyone. Keep up the good work. At the Henry Hudson PK-12 board meeting on April 17th, the board approved a resolution for submission of a LEAP implementation grant seeking $400,000 in fund costs for the creation of the new regional district. During the public portion of the meeting, Seabright Councilmember Irwin Bieber read a letter from Seabright Mayor Brian Kelly regarding regionalization into the public record. Board Attorney Jonathan Bush responded to questions about regionalization. That same evening at 7 p.m., the Henry Hudson Board of Ed met. They also passed a resolution for the LEAP grant and recognized the following honorees: Student of the Month, Corinne Kaleher; Athlete of the Month, Finn Kozik; Artist of the Month, Lily Hensley; and Staff Member of the Month, Laura Loeffler. And finally, Hudson Players will present Honk the Musical Junior in three performances Friday and Saturday, April 26th and 27th, with a matinee on Saturday. Please check out our talented middle schoolers if you're free. I might have to go to this because I have no idea what Honk the Musical is.
And you thought the proclamation was long, Jim.
And that is my report, Mayor. Thank you.
Thank you. I just wanted you to have to say Honk.
Rookie gets to read the absence report.
Okay. Just a couple things for me. We have
finally are starting our strategic planning committee. I've asked Mike Curry to be the first member, we're going to talk about who else. It's going to be a very small steering committee, and then we'll be reaching out to all the various stakeholders in town. This is a short-term and a long-term plan. Stormwater is a huge part of it, but also long-term sustainability in all aspects of town, open space. We have a lot going on in Atlantic Highlands, and we need to focus on it. So members of the mayor and council will also be asked to be part of it, but it's going to be a very small group. That's what I was meant to tell you today. Atlantic Highlands was mentioned on WNYC this morning because your mayor called it, texted when the premiere of We're Here is tonight on Max, which is a great show. It's a community-based show talking about inclusivity. And so your mayor texted the show saying, "I'm so glad this show's a masterpiece. As mayor of Atlantic Highlands, we'd love to welcome you to our town." And they read it. And it was a very emotional, it was nice for me, but the folks who were on the show, like, literally said they were getting teared up. They were tearing up when they heard that, because being a welcoming community like Atlantic Highlands is not the case everywhere. So on that note, Pride is in June. We are planning events now. We try to add something every year. If you have any ideas on what you'd like us to add to Pride, we will have a flag raising on June 1st, but it's Saturday, so I'm going to try to do it myself so that Mr. Phillips doesn't have to come in. But any members of the community who want to be part of that, please reach out to me. I actually attended the mayor's wellness call for Monmouth County on the phone. It was yesterday or Wednesday, and it was mostly brainstorming and talking about what's successful in other mayor's wellness campaign communities. So I'll be sharing that information with the committee and Ms. Cusick. I think that's it, because I covered everything on my list. Oh, I want to thank the members of the council who have already agreed to participate in underwriting an item for the PBA ball to support the First Aid Squad and the PBA. We're looking to donate a grill and a patio heater. So if you haven't gotten back to me on that, please do. Thank you, Mr. Ferragino, for offering to participate, but I wasn't asking you. But that was very kind, and I know you support our PBA. And look, the future really is female. Well, we just had like another, we're close now in the public, but we are still majority female here, so that's cool. All right, public comment. Ms. Clark.
The council encourages public participation and requests that all comments be addressed to the mayor. All comments should refer to topics relevant to the powers and duties of the Atlantic Highlands Borough Government. Speakers are requested to maintain proper decorum at all times during the meeting. Thank you.
Are you covering Arts Council? Okay. I didn't. Okay. Do you want to be first? I self-identified you.
Starting at 10 a.m., Shade Tree Commission, meeting by saplings, but also the Environmental Commission is doing a meet the EC at the gallery at 12:30. So Chairperson Lloyd Deegan and Warren Samuel will be going over the ERI, which is the Environmental Inventory Resource, which takes years and years and years together. They've already done so much work. There is going to be a portion of the ERI that will be public involvement, so hopefully you can learn about it, and if you want to participate in the future, I hope that you do. Following that is what you mentioned, Mary Charlotte Gibbon is going to be doing speaking event at 2 p.m. So at 10 a.m. at the Borough Hall, 12:30 at the Arts Council, stick around for the speaker at 2, and then at the end of the day is the Best of Film One Fest, which is kind of like a fundraiser to help put on Film One Fest this summer. We're taking the best films from previous Film One Fest, putting them all together in an hour and a half showing. Tickets are very reasonably priced, and great for people to come out and support the Arts Council and Film One Fest. And also on the 28th, we have a film showing by a filmmaker named Doug Talmay. The film will be at 2 p.m. at the Arts Council. This is free to attend as well. And I heard it's going to be very senior, so I hope everyone can come and attend that as well. And no bad things to say today. I just have a big thanks for Borough Administrator Ferragino. Thank you so much for your speedy response. My email is already in the there's any still on Goodwin's. I saw that work has already started. I'm really excited to see that get cleaned up. And also, a big thank you to Councilperson Forbes for coming to the Pinot Tonight, which is really nice to see in my face. I really appreciate you putting the effort. It was really, really cool, so I know it's live.
Are we dancing? I thought we were having like a flash mob or something. We still can if you want to. I see no other hands up right now. My friends that came to visit us, you can be up next.
I'm marching on the Dillon crop up here with Water Action. I don't know if you all have heard about Skip the Stuff. It's a campaign that's helping save restaurants. It's kind of a triple win. It's a campaign in which restaurants only give cutlery and condiments upon request for takeout orders. It saves restaurants, depending on the size, thousands of dollars. It prevents, I don't know about you, but it prevents customers like me to have a junk drawer in their kitchen full of the unwanted items, because so often people, you know, get the takeout orders, they get a handful of cutlery that they don't actually want, and things like ketchup, and they don't know what to do with it. They either throw away the garbage or they dig into the junk drawer until it expires. But it also obviously saves the environment. 40 billion single-use plastic utensils are discarded yearly in the U.S. Most of that is completely unused. So it's a complete, it's a complete burden on the restaurants and the businesses to give out something that people don't actually want. So it would be wonderful if you all would consider passing a local ordinance. Red Bank and Garwood just passed in March. Monmouth Beach and Aberdeen are working very closely, as are dozens of other towns, Newark, Trenton, again, there's several dozen other towns. It would be wonderful if you guys would also consider an ordinance on this. We're working with state legislators in Germany, the state bill will pass, will be Senator Smith, is very positive.
Great. Awesome.
Wonderful
Thanks.
Idea.
Yeah, great idea.
So,
if I had lots of information to make it very simple ordinance, I
would. That would be great, yeah. If you and Amy would, sorry, my friend Amy's in the back. In my job, I've been working with this organization for years, so I'm very excited to put it on the agenda at the next meeting, as long as you can send me the Red Bank sample.
Absolutely, and they actually, continue Garwood. Red Bank has beautiful flyers, both in English and Spanish, for educating
the town. Great. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mr. Lionstor. You smirked, but it's going to come at me now. You did.
Just want to point out about the consolidation, school consolidation, that at the referendum last year, in the resolution, it said that the 100% assessment, that taxes will be levied on the basis of 100% assessment, that pupil population will not be considered. Seed right is penalty. They are forming where 85% is going to be pupil population and 15% is going to be assessed valuation. Now, that will mean that Atlantic Highlands going forward will pay a disproportionate amount. Correct. I mean, am I misstating?
You're not misstating what Seabright is fantasy, fantasy that they have. But
I'm just saying that,
but as it relates to Atlantic Highlands, we're not signed on to that.
Okay, but there's like the stampede going to Seabright, as I said in the last meeting, they're putting out a lot of misinformation.
The good news is they're not here.
But there's kind of this, I know how these things go. They get the momentum of their own, and they go, wait, look at this, too. No, that's a detail. So I'm just pointing that out, that Seabright has got a $100 million bridge going into Rumson, has had two or three 10 or $20 million beach replenishments, in the time I lived here, that the real estate is astronomically valuable because of all this public investment, and now they don't want to pay school taxes. Okay? I heard people kind of comment that the police did almost 1,600 calls last month, which is a lot, and 18 motor vehicle crashes, and we're up to 21 killed in action on the highways of Monmouth County so far this year. We're at a record pace for deaths on the highways. One-third of those are bicyclists and pedestrians. So that's all really I want to say, except Newtown has passed an ordinance on those silver felonies.
It's definitely on our, okay, in our talking right now.
Parking or not. But that's all I have to say.
Thank you. Mrs. Smith.
Thank you, Mrs. Shaker, for doing all that research. Sorry for rushing down. And I still respect her expert knowledge in the field. So, based on what Mrs. Shaker just told the council, are you going to make a recommendation or take any actions that should urge the Harbor Commission and any other board that is following that procedure to follow the procedure that makes more sense?
I won't. The Harbor Commission is a separate commission and they're self-governing, so they'll have to make that determination. I think on this council, we take legal advice from Ms. Schaefer, and each council member can decide to do as they would, but there's no restriction.
I understand that. My question was, do you plan on either recommending the children or telling them anything about it?
The Harbor Commission? I don't know who you mean.
I'm sorry. They're still an appointed board, and you're still elected. So my question is, do you plan on telling them about this?
They already are aware.
I'm sorry?
They're already aware from Ms. Schaefer.
Did Ms. Schaefer tell them?
Ms. Schaefer and Mr. Cannon have spoken, yes.
How are they aware?
I'm sorry, their attorney is aware of Ms. Schaefer's position, and he's their lawyer.
So you haven't made the Harbor Commission yourself aware of Ms. Schaefer's position? You're relying on?
Not me personally, no. I'm on emails with all the people who are involved, so I don't feel like I need to forward an email that people are already on.
When I say you, I'm talking about you, the council, all the elected. You, the council, don't plan on.
We're not bullies, no.
I'm sorry?
We're not bullies, no.
I don't understand that, I'm sorry. But you don't plan on even telling them what your interest is.
Can I, just for a second?
Sure.
I know. Ms. Smith, I've spoken to Mr. Cannon. And he and I both agree that even though Robert's rule says that, neither one of us is especially comfortable with that, and we're going to recommend to, again, as the mayor pointed out, it's up to an individual member of council what they want to do. But my recommendation would be to follow best practices, and he will do the same thing with the Harbor Commission. That's a conversation we have.
So,
thank you
for that. And this, just bring me a question. Sorry, I'm in the middle of this.
I know, are you okay? Do you need some water?
Okay.
Okay.
Is Robert's rules of order the law of the state?
Yes, there. You want the answer?
No, go ahead.
I didn't know. So here's the deal. If there's not a statute and it's not an ordinance, that we are then bound by Robert's rules of order. That's the way associations, organizations, and boards work. So, yes.
There's some law that says there, that they are the new thing.
Let's see, there probably is. But generally speaking, when Robert's rules, they're not based on a statute or a law, municipalities generally tend to follow Robert's rules of order. And again, it's the kind of thing that we're all I can tell you that I've abstained every time I've served on a board when I haven't been at the meeting where the minutes were taken. But the fact is, and I think it's exactly what Mr. Cannon said, the thinking is that you're not necessarily approving what was done, you're approving that as an adequate record of what occurred at that meeting based on either your reading of the minutes of that meeting as drafted by somebody and talking to your fellow board members, or some other methodology by which you can assure yourself that that's what happened. But that's what Robert's Rule says. That's what public bodies do, generally. And there's nothing it would give us that would tell us otherwise. So
I don't think there's anything in Robert's Rules that says that they can vote if they talk to other members, or if they, you know, pull that up and stuff. You just said that's okay. I'm just curious whether that is the law. And then, I also have seen the term issue with Ruby Lodge set up.
Regionalization?
Mr. Bush on regionalization.
I think I've mentioned a couple of things about the appeal, but also the fact that the feasibility report has been done by Porzio, and they intend to send that to the Commissioner of Education, asking the Commissioner of Education to approve a referendum question as to whether or not Seabright can join this district. However, what Mr. Bush said is there is no district yet. I mean, they're in the process of regionalization, and anything right now that would, especially this, because of the pending appellate litigation, that litigation is the Shore and Oceanport taking the position that Seabright doesn't even have the authority to request this, because they were not part of a consolidated school district. That said, I mean, there's all kinds of legalese that's in their brief. So they say Seabright never had the choice in the first instance. The commissioner has said that would consider it. And so what Jonathan has asked the mayor and council, I think what he's hoping the mayor and council of Atlanta County will do is give the Highlands School District, the new regionalized district, time to get their act together. And once there's a district that Seabright could join, then we would revisit the whole thing. That's what I said.
So that was part of the Indians here. Yeah. I'm sorry. And so basically this council isn't going to do anything to see whether this can be a question on the ballot in November. Attorney's recommendation and not let the people vote on this in November.
First of all, Ms. Smith, it couldn't be on a ballot until the commissioner takes some action. So, no, according to the law. But if the commissioner doesn't approve the referendum question, then there can't be a referendum question. So that's the first step. Seabright has asked the Commission of Education to take a position and to permit the referendum question. Then it's up to this council to decide what they want to do.
Okay. Thank you,
Kylie.
I appreciate it.
Mr. Fisher. Mr. Romeyer, anyone online with their hand up?
No hands raised at this time.
Thank you. Are you showing us how small your piece of paper is? You just really have good glasses, don't you?
Mark Fisher, 9130, and we just have a couple of questions, a couple of problems. The ERI, Environmental Resources Inventory, for the people who don't know, that is a massive, massive effort, and it's one of the first things that has to happen for the master plan update, which is happening in 2.5 years. So it's a very important step. I know there's a lot of input from the public, and I know the Environmental Commission has done a lot of work on this for many months. So great job by them. Just a question on Bayside Drive. Has there been any conversation with Highlands about what they plan on doing once they repair it, or what the two towns might not do with that road once it's repaired?
We have not had an opportunity to discuss that yet.
Okay. Mayor, I was notified by somebody who asked to get involved. They notified you about the Bluestone issue.
Yeah, I had also gotten an email directly from Vic over at the Cat Club about it, and Mr. Ferragina also got a communication. So Mr. Phillips was away and was not available in the short term, so we're looking into it.
So the Bluestone is there on the beach, but it's also in front of the Denholz Rock. Some storm moved that, let's call it gravel, 3-inch gravel, from 100 feet away to the borough's beach. If the stone isn't removed, it's just going to keep happening. You need to clean the beach from now till December, and then the stone is still in front of Denholz.
it's going to keep redepositing itself on the beach. My fear is, right, and I think you mentioned it at the last meeting, once that first house is done and the CO is gotten for the house, I think that's the point at which then Bolton will turn over property to the borough, right?
That's the trigger point for that process to begin, yes.
So if this problem still exists, probably 6 months from now when the CO is handed over, now it becomes the borough's problem instead of the defendant's problem. So that's, it's kind of important that we rectify this issue sooner rather than later, because if you're actually speaking, those it's just going to become a problem.
I wouldn't characterize it as that. I think we've been in direct communication and we're working on a plan.
Okay. The property that was mentioned that had the landslide due to the earthquake preceded by many inches of rain last month. We have an address for that property, and I'm asking for a reason.
It's like a chicken or egg.
No, off the top of my head, I do not have the address for the property.
Yeah. Okay, I'll throw an address out here. It's 170 Ocean Boulevard, the property that had the slide. The reason I ask is because it's coming before the planning board next week, and it's a massive piece of property with like a 30% slope with no trees on it, which was what Mr. Rohmeyer described as a big problem for landslide. So I was just curious. And I think that's all.
Thank you. Anyone online? Anybody here? No. Okay. So we are going to be going into executive session. May I have a motion and a second to go into executive session?
I'll make the motion.
There's no action that's going to
Murphy
be taken.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
I think we'll be in there for 5 minutes, if that, and there's no action. Thank you. Are we okay? All right, Mrs. Clark's going to get home on time. Bobby, if you're online, this is for you. We have a motion and a second to come out of executive session.
A motion. Murphy, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion to adjourn.
Murphy.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, good night, everybody.